Chuck said. Thank you, Chuck. I'm Lyndon Holmes. I'm CEO, founder of Ares Systems. We've developed the editorial manager peer review submission and tracking system that a lot of publishers use. We've undertaken a pilot project with Fundref that is, it's a little project, but we put it through our lab environment and showing how this might integrate within the bigger picture. We wanted to demonstrate the simplicity of workflow integration, particularly for the author, assure high fidelity capture of the funding agency identity. That's the purpose of the Fundref database that comes from Elsevier. It's, 5,000 now? 5,000 entries? Somewhere between 4,000 and 5,000 entries. And the challenge is if you let an author put in their own, type in their own funding agency identity, they won't get it right. And in particular, it won't carry the funding agency ID along with it. A submitted manuscript might have multiple funders associated with them. We want to capture that data. We wanted to demonstrate the use of an interactive identity presentation to the users, which, as we all know from Google, you start typing something and you get the likely hits out of that. There's some good magic behind that, which Google has, and we've gone a little bit down the road with it, but certainly not to the same extent as Google. And we wanted to show how the funding agency data would likely be used downstream. So this is a part of the screen that appears to the author when they're submitting the manuscript, and this is a configurable step, capture of funding information. There are customized instructions, and then the author just starts typing the name of the funding institution as they think they know it, and we've got a little bit of AJAX callback there so that as the keystrokes are coming in, the candidate funding institutions are being presented, and it's a it's not just a begins with search, but it's also, if we get an embedded match, we'll show that. So this list will, as the user types more, it will progressively get shorter until they find the one that they really want. And here I typed in welcome, and I got Burroughs welcome and welcome trust, and then I figure that it's actually Burroughs welcome that I wanted. And I also captured the grant number that the researcher had associated with their grant funding. And you can see here we've captured a couple of these. I was talking with one granting agency yesterday, and they said, you know, it would be very nice. I showed them this, and they said, it would be very nice if we could get some editing on the actual grant number, at least to get a correctly formatted grant number. And that's something which can be added very simply in this. And then that data, once it goes past the submission stage, it gets ingested into the submission system process, captured as metadata. It's available to editorial staff, to production staff during the editorial and production phases. And you can see here that we've actually captured that within the system. And then the grant information is transmitted onwards into production environments and hosting platforms down into Crossref so that it can be subsequently queried by the funding agencies. So that's basically what we've done. And I think I got the online part of this sorted out. So this is what the editorial manager screen looks like, and this would be what an author sees. and they come into their editing the metadata for their submission, and this isn't going to work now, probably. There we go. And so now as I start typing welcome, I get the pop-up list, and that's all coming back highly interactively. And I eventually get to the one that I want, and I select it. And I type in my grant number, and I add it. And that's as complicated as it gets. So it's sufficient, does the job, not a big deal, and I imagine the other guys are doing it as well.